Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harp and Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpandonrugby.net. I hope you'll stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is part 4 in my series, and I've called it Blues, Boos and Brain Farts. And to start, I want to talk about the match at the RDS this Saturday evening between Leinster Rugby and the Cardiff Blues. Now, this is a tough one to predict, and right sitting in front of me on my laptop, I've got my website with the prediction league I'm in, and I want to make my prediction before this podcast is over. Usually I have it made before I start recording, but I still can't pick. It's a really tough one. I mean, it's a total conflict in my head and my heart. My head says it should be Cardiff, because they've got momentum from last season, having won the Amwin Challenge Cup. They were able to hold on to key players like Martin Williams, Jamie Roberts, Lee Halfpenny, even though that they're not playing this weekend, but still they've got a good squad mentality there together. They've also added Dan Parks, and they've also gotten rid of Andy Powell. So for all those reasons, they're one of the strong teams, and they're actually my pick to win the league itself. But as for the match, I got to think of my heart as well. Leinster, very strong at home, D Fortress. We're welcoming back players like Jonathan Sexton, Brian O'Driscoll, Shane Jennings, all back into the starting team. Looks like a strong team at home. You've got the home crowd. See, rugby isn't a sport where you can really predict a draw. I think that's a total cop-out. You can do that in soccer, but not in rugby. So for this game, I'm giving it by 1 point, but I haven't decided yet. I'm going to wait until the end of this podcast and see who I'm going for. So we'll just leave that, put a pin in that for now and see how it goes. Now, as for Saturday itself, I'm really looking forward to getting back for the RDS, because it's a really amazing atmosphere down there. They put on a really good show. And there's an interesting initiative on the Leinster website. They've got Shane Horgan and Gordon Darcy talking about pacing yourself when it comes to drinking. Well, that is definitely timely for me, because that's something I actually intended to do this year, because what tended to happen was I'd meet friends like half an hour before the game. And by the time it comes to kickoff, we've all had about two or three drinks, and my head's spinning, and I barely know what's going on. And plus, there's the whole thing of you're standing there watching the rugby, and you're holding a pint. Something really good happens, and you want to throw your hands up in the air. You end up soaking everyone behind you. So I don't really know if the whole drinking while you're watching thing really works for me. So I'm going to try to tone it down this year, and maybe have a couple of pints after the game. Would be a little bit more respectable and stuff. So I might follow Shane and Gordon's lead there if I can. The other thing about the game, though, is that I'm glad that Leinster changed their policy on collecting the season ticket freebies, because the way they had it before was you had to go to a special place to collect it before the game, and if you didn't get it, then you wouldn't get it. And that's just not right. You can collect them now at Leinster Rugby. I understand they want to save you quid by not posting them, but it's just not right that you know, we should be restricted to just one place to get them. So I'm glad they changed that. Now, finally, it's called Blues, Boos, and Brain Farts. I love that word, brain farts. I love any chance to use it. I had a chance to use it there in the summer when Jamie Heaslip kneed Richie McCaw in the head. I had a chance last Friday when John Fogarty did his thing. That pretty much cost us the game in Glasgow. But I had another chance during the week, because if anyone is doing brain farts, it's Gavin Henson's agents. Now, I don't want to insult Welsh people by going on and on about Gavin Henson, but as far as I'm concerned, what this whole Gavin Henson, will he, won't he play rugby thing isn't just an insult to the Welsh brand of rugby. It's an insult to the brand of rugby as a whole, professional rugby. And I did a tweet which pretty much sums up my views on Gavin Henson. Henson is literally the poster child for everything rugby traditionalists warned us about back in the 90s professionalism debate. And that's how I feel about him. And I don't think there's any way that if you'd rather do a TV program, let him. But there's other people there who want to play rugby, and they want to play rugby when it's time to play rugby. And he's got to decide what he wants to do, okay? So that's my views there. Now, I've got 20 seconds left. I've got to make my pick, and I'm going to go with my heart. Leinster by 1 point. I hope I'm right. I hope they prove me right. I hope they go with me. I've made my prediction now. There's no going back. I've gone with heart over head. Come on, the Leinster. Let's go for a big result there on Saturday evening. Talk to you next week.